Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the stories of the prophets are a source of great strength and comfort for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it's important for all of us to learn and reflect on these stories and derive the lessons, the strength, and spirituality from the stories of these great and noble prophets that Allah has given to us in the Quran. Therefore, I'm very pleased to share with you the series that I delivered in the Qalam Masjid, on the Qalam campus, all throughout the month of Ramadan 2024, corresponding to 1445 after Hijrah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a means of benefit for all of us. Please enjoy the series.
Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Continuing with our series on the stories of the prophets from the Quran and the lessons that we can extract and learn from them, today's session is going to be of a more delicate nature. Today we're going to be talking about Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam was actually the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he was sent and given responsibility to go and preach and teach and try to bring to Allah and to righteousness the people of Sodom and Amorah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and those towns. And people of that region and of that area, along with their obvious disbelief in Allah, along with their rebelliousness against Allah, like we've seen with other people as well, Qawm Ad, Qawm Thamud, the people of this region were very particularly involved in a kind of sin, a kind of abnormality, a kind of problematic behavior that was at the core and at the root of their corruption. It was ultimately their reason for not listening, not even being willing to listen, not wanting to sin, and continuing to rebel and be difficult and problematic. And that particular disease, that sin, that corruption, that corroded them and ruined and tarnished their hearts and their souls, was the corruption of engaging in sin, gender, same-sex, intimate and sexual relations, homosexuality. And I will read to you the passage from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayahs 80 through 84. The story of Lut alayhi salam is addressed many places throughout the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in Surah Al-A'raf, in Surah Hud, in Surah Al-Ankabut, many, many places in the Quran. But I'll share with you the passage from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayahs 80 through 84. وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, when Lut said to the people, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, you are committing a type of immodesty, a type of indignity, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, that as an entire society, no one has ever engaged in this kind of behavior at this level, at this scale before you. إِنَّكُمْ, and this is something that sometimes people have a misunderstanding about. There might be confusion that they have been subjected to online or other places, The Quran is very clear, right? To state the obvious, Quranan Arabiyan, bilisanin Arabiyin mubin. The Quran is in the Arabic language, and not only is it in the Arabic language, but it is in the most pristine and clear Arabic. And so its nuances that escape someone who has not studied them properly contain all the details and make it irrefutable, undeniable. Innakum, he's speaking to with the masculine pronoun. He's addressing the men. Ta'tuna, the pronoun in ta'tuna is antum. So again, he's addressing men. Ar-rijala, you approach men. He's addressing the men and saying that you approach men shahwatan, in lust, sexual desire. Min dunin nisa, as opposed to approaching women. Bal antum qawmun musrifun, you have crossed a line. Look how clear the language of the Quran is. Wama kana jawaba qawmihi, and the response from the people was to simply say, akhrijuhum min qaryatikum, kick them out of town. If they can't get with the program, then they don't belong. If they don't accept this, then they must not belong. Innahum unasun yatataharun, they are people who are very pure. What a bizarre accusation. They're too decent. They have too much morality. They are too modest to live amongst us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, we saved Lut, وَأَهْلَهُ, and the people with Lut, his family and those who believed in him, his followers, إِلَّا امْرَأَتُهُ, except for his wife, who betrayed him. And she sided with the people against Lut alayhi salam. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ, so she was amongst those who were ruined. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا, a very scary, a very distinct form of punishment that Allah inflicted upon the people that Lut alayhi salam was sent to. أَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a rain of stones from the sky and annihilated them, wiped them out of existence. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and Allah says, look, reflect, think, what ultimately was the end of the people who rebelled against Allah. This is about rebellion against Allah. It is the denial to accept Allah as our Lord, Allah as our Creator. The objection people might have is that, well, who made the rules? Who gets to decide all this? Allah does. Allah created us. Allah granted us our existence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how we are to live our lives. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He tells us in the Quran, وَخَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا, Allah created men and women as natural partners for one another. Through the bonds of marriage, we're going to have another session later from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam where we talk about chastity. But this session today is about morality. That's the theme for today, morality. That where is our morality defined from? And our morality comes from the Quran, the book of Allah, from the command and the order of Allah, and from the instruction, the guidance of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the messengers of God. And so this fitna, this test and this trial, has been unleashed upon our world today, our societies, our communities, and even our children. What we've come to know, what's typically referred to as the LGBT agenda, and this is a direct assault against our morality, what we believe in. If someone is tested personally, individually, that is an opportunity a very difficult opportunity, but nonetheless an opportunity granted to that person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to earn their paradise in this world by resisting sin, by resisting temptation, by refusing to cross that line that these people did. Innakum, like I said, bal antum qawmun musrifun, you are crossing the line, that person will resist the urge and the temptation and the desire and will refuse to cross the line and will live a life of sacrifice and will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. We believe that. We know that. But aside from the individual that is tested, and that is between them and Allah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that severe test and trial means of their entrance into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone from such a test and trial. But at the same time, collectively as a community, we have to have clarity on this matter. That this is an assault and an offense against the command of Allah, the legislation of Allah, the morality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is maybe the battle that our generations are meant to fight. There are different types of battlefields. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we'll be talking about the Battle of Badr, they had a different battlefield, the literal physical battlefield that they had to fight on. Death was knocking on their door every day. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, look at their battlefield, surviving a genocide. Everyone has a different battlefield. And this very well may be the battlefield for our community. But we have to be up to the task. And the only way, just like every then respective battle has its preparation, our preparation will be to solidify our morality and our understanding of the hukum, the command, the will, the decree of Allah, and the guidance and the dignity and the morality and the decency and the modesty taught and demonstrated to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we turn back to the Book of Allah and we seek the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray and we ask, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Qur'an the light of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Qur'an our guiding light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to live by the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us and our children and our future generations on the straight path. Ameen ya Rameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.